watch the ducks, have some lunch, play in the park, then computer games. Parents send you off to bed, Sarah's asleep since the car door shut. Besides, you'd been driving so far, she didn't notice the lampposts all rushing by. Colours shifting the sky, and you're finally home. You look to the ceiling in your blue fluffy sheets and grab on as the day whirls by in your brain. And then you close your eyes and nothing happens. Then you close your eyes and it doesn't go away. Sarah's still fast asleep, you're strapped to an amusement park. And it's not dark anymore, lit up in a blinking, no time anymore. The sun, it's shining through the room. It's the morning and you're tired, but more holidays await. You shrug it off and think of play with friends in the park. Breakfast is tiring. Sarah says she dreamt of a garden again where everything's flowering. And it's always magical, but you've still never been. You never ask kids if they got any sleep. You never ask children if they got any sleep. Because it's always true. And now you're coming up to 17. When you close your eyes, it's always whack-a-mole with thoughts. Didn't you have a good day? Aren't your adventures great? Don't you love your friends, your fortune, the place you grew up in? You do. But not the time between. Now you're 25 and after work, you try to make it through drinks and chat to that. Oh, but your eyelids sink. It's time for home. But they stare at your phone and you still can't sleep. No, you still can't sleep. Perhaps take a fourth sleeping pill. Are you under the limit still? This one will surely do it. You're finally closing your eyes, but nothing happens. The daylight is breaking. Your shoulders are aching. It'll soon be start of time again. Perhaps another pill. There must be a dozen still in that bottle you can hardly lift. You can only count three. And now you're finally